Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 31st, 2017. And as always, bringing you so much inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Well, ladies, I've got a great show for you today, information-packed, and of course, we are going to be talking about a subject that is so dear to my heart because it is something that I had to realize that I must put in place in order to be successful, right? And as you know, Successful Woman Radio is all about helping you with tools and resources and information to push yourself forward, to increase your success, to achieve more success by changing your habits, by changing your thoughts and the ways you see things, and embracing new systems that will help you, again, to move forward and start generating some revenue. Because remember, ladies, you know, the whole purpose of being in business is to make money, right? Absolutely. And while there are many, many people, not just women, but while there are many small business owners that forget all about the money-making part, here at Successful Woman Radio, I want to remind you of the role you need to be playing in order to be successful in your business. And, of course, that is the role of the CEO, the role of the founder, the visionary, the entrepreneur, the leader. And when you're not in that role, guess what happens? Well, you might be busy being busy doing a whole lot of admin work, but it may not be bringing you money, right? So we're going to delve into some things that I think you need to listen to today. As I, you know, this past weekend I was at a huge conference called the Momentum Conference, and I'm not sure how many of you know it, but I have been helping people to, you know, build their business credit for such a long time. And, of course, along with that, as policies and rules change, personal credit has become even more important because of predatory lending and all of the different things going on in the financial world. These days, you can't just secure business credits without having a good credit score personally. So, of course, I got certified and went back and joined a wonderful company to really educate business women on repairing your personal credit and understanding how you need to manage your personal credit and leverage it, right? Leverage it so that you can get lower interest rates, so that you can get an opportunity to have that business loan that you need to get to extend your operational cash or what have you. So I'm excited about that. But this past weekend, we went to the Momentum Conference, and it was all about understanding how important momentum is when you're building your business and when you're trying to push forward and move forward. And it was just a sea of credit agents that were in there. A large majority were women, and many of them were very, very successful. And all of them talked about the importance of knowing your role as the CEO in your business and pushing forward with that. So we're going to delve into that a little bit today. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, I want to welcome you to our family of business women who believe in positivity and believe in creating positive habits to be successful. That's the type of environment that you are in today. For those of you that are longtime listeners, I want to remind you to please share information about the Successful Woman Radio Show with others. Bless the life of at least one other woman who has been sharing with you that she needs to get herself in a positive environment, or she needs more information to grow her business or to improve her life, because that's what we are all about. If you can go nowhere else to be in a positive environment for the week or to get supported, you know that you can dial in to Successful Woman Radio Show, and you know that you're going to hear something that you'll be able to take away and put to use right away. Now, the show all throughout the rest of the month of July and August is going to be only 30 minutes. Yep, we have a summer break time schedule. So 30 minutes only. And you're, again, going to still get a lot of great information. I want to just share with you quickly what we are going to be talking about today on the show, of course. I would be remiss if I did not bring up 5 questions to spark your abundance. And so that's what I'm going to do, give you that. And then also a hot, hot topic that I'm going to be talking about today is if you don't believe, it won't happen. Okay? And you're going to learn just what I'm talking about when I share that topic with you. But if you don't believe, it won't happen. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later on in the show today. But right now what I want to do is I just want to remind you of some things that are very, very important that you should be starting your week with, right? So at the beginning of every week, and I always say that Sunday is the first day of the week, you really should be scheduling some time, maybe somewhere around that right before you retire for the evening, maybe at around 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. You really should be reviewing your calendar. And it's so important for you to do this, but not just look at it and say, okay, I've got all these things in different time slots and it looks good. Because trust me, what I have discovered is that a lot of women have a tendency to fill up their calendar and they glance at it and say, ooh, this looks good. And they're looking at the overall calendar, so I have things scheduled, so it must be right, but that's not necessarily true, okay? So I want you ladies to remember these important things about your schedule, because everything begins with your schedule. If you keep yourself focused on the most important things and what you're supposed to be doing for your business and you have it properly scheduled, then it's going to help you to keep that focus. So one of the things that you must remember is that all activities in your calendar must be supporting whatever it is you want to accomplish each week. So when you look at your week's activities, if you have properly set your goals for the week or you know what it is that you want to achieve by Friday, then everything that you have scheduled business-wise should be really to support that, okay? And that's where you really have to look at your activities and determine if those things are helping you or not. Now, this is very, very important when you're working a full-time job, especially because when you get home to your home office, you're not going to have very many hours that you will be able to work and keep that energy level up. So you've got to really know what you need to be doing right away and what has to happen. Speaking of individuals who are working at home in the evenings or, you know, carrying a full-time job during the day, something that I want you to also remember is that it's more important than ever for you to step into the CEO role, which means that you can't always be doing everything, right? You should be looking at delegating and hiring a virtual assistant service and doing the things that you need to do to make things happen for yourself. Don't be stubborn trying to save money on the wrong thing. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way. But now that I do know that, I am the first person to assign things to virtual assistants, to subcontract someone to take care of certain activities for me, simply because I know that it's going to move me, okay? So I'm bringing this up to you because here we are, basically 6 months away from December, a little bit less than 6 months actually, because we're at the end of July. And I ask myself the question, when I am not achieving success, when things are not moving fast enough for me, what is going on? What is the problem? Why am I not seeing cash come into my business? Why am I not generating enough revenue? What am I doing wrong? And so what I realized for myself is that oftentimes I'm not prioritizing, I'm not focusing on the things that I need to focus on. I'm all over the place. But as I talk to other business women and other women who are successful and associates, I began to see a common denominator that we as women tend to have. Remember, naturally as women, we are servant leaders. We are nurturers. We are
oftentimes the solution for a lot of things going on, whether it's in our family or our relationship. But we are the glue oftentimes that hold things together. And so with that said, so many times as women, we have this tendency to feel as though we have to compensate and be the answer for everything. And as a result, we end up trying to be everything and do everything for our business in the same way. So what I want, the point I want to come across to you today is that you cannot do that and be as successful as you need to be. Here we are with 5 months in the year left. And many of you have goals that have yet to be achieved, although the time frame for accomplishing those goals may have been February or March or April. So you've got to get yourself to be extremely focused. You've got to reset your goals for the rest of this year, and you have got to realistically determine, what can I achieve this year? What can I do this year to really make it happen for myself for the rest of this year? And I don't want to hear any excuses from you ladies about, you know, well, I'll start it next year because this year is almost gone. I don't want to hear that. What I want to hear is how you're going to step up to the plate as the CEO of your company, and you're going to turn things around, and you're going to get more serious and more focused about being the CEO of your company. So again, all of your activities on your calendar for this week, whatever goals you've set for this week, all activities should be supporting those goals, whatever it is. And I find oftentimes that as women, we don't take enough time to review what it is we need to be doing for the week. We take it for granted. And this is the first thing that causes us to get knocked off track. And by the end of the week, we'll be looking, you know, like a deer stuck in the headlights. We don't know why we didn't get the goal accomplished or what happened. And most of the time, though, it was because we allowed too many distractions. We ourselves weren't focused, or we didn't even start off focused, right? So that cannot happen. So, again, I am highly encouraging you to change your habits right away. You have got to get yourself into a ritual of consistently focusing on your business, the marketing that you're going to do for your business, how much money you want to bring into your business, and consistently focusing on what your role should be. So, again, I'm encouraging you to do that. And, of course, I'm always encouraging you to schedule one of my Power Talk sessions, and I give one to every woman who asks for one each year at no cost. And then, of course, if you like what I'm saying and you feel that we can work together, it is my hope that you look at the possibility of coaching with me. But if not, it's okay. You will still get wonderful, full-packed information from that one session that will help you to start putting some things into action for yourself. Right now, I want to go ahead and go right into the five questions to spark your abundance. Now, these questions, of course, I've been sharing these questions with you from the beginning of this year, 2017. And for the next 5 months, I really want you to take these questions to heart. I want you to ask yourself these questions as often as necessary, because these questions are literally helping me to put myself in check. And I know that if you are committed to asking yourself these questions and answering them honestly, they will help you put yourself in check as well, okay? Question number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Again, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Remember, ladies, the clients are going to come to us often through us generating leads and different marketing tactics that we are using, but we can't always expect just that particular strategy or system to work for us. We must have multiple systems going on in order to generate awareness of who we are in our business, what the business can benefit you with. And so, therefore, you must sometimes go out there and get the client yourself. If you are doing your job as the CEO of your company and being the ambassador, then you should be networking at least twice weekly. You should be going out to a networking event that is relevant or that can serve the need that you have to connect and meet with people who may be interested in your business, right? Very, very important. And when you are talking to individuals, based on how well you present yourself with your 30-second soundbite and you share the benefits of what you do, you are going to have people who are interested in what you have to say. And that is the type of thing that you need to understand, is that when you are able to share effectively who you are and what you do, you're always going to have people that are attracted to that. Very, very important. Case in point, this past weekend, I was talking to a young lady who was telling me that in addition to her being a credit agent, that she also had her own company in which she did some other things. And she was saying, you know, I really just got to get myself better organized. And she was telling me all of that. And so then she began to say, well, tell me a little bit about yourself and what do you do? I said, well, great. Well, actually, what you just mentioned is what I do. You know, I am a business success coach. And what I do is I help women to generate a six-figure income by teaching them systems and principles to get better organized, to get better structured. So if you can hear what I'm saying, I took the words that she used and I went back around in my 30-second intro to her and said that very thing. And so then she came back to me and said, well, how do I learn more about what you can do? How can I get a hold of you after the event? You know what? I had the system already set up, so I automatically texted her my Visita, V-C-I-T-A, I texted her my Visita link, which allowed her access to my calendar, and I offered her a free power talk, and all of that was done while we were quickly talking, and guess what? I looked on my calendar this morning, and there she goes. She's already pre-scheduled for that. So, again, I had my system in place, and so now all I have to do is follow up and call that individual. And this is what I want you ladies to do. I want you to take note of that. I want you to understand the importance of going out there and getting the client. I want you to understand that as the ambassador of your company, this is most important. Here's number two in the five questions to spark your abundance. What can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? Again, this is one of those multi-part answers that you're going to have to come up with. Wherever I say cash, I want you to replace that with an actual dollar amount. What can I do to generate $5,000 this week or $2,500 this week or $500 this week? Or, heck, what can I do to generate $100 this week? You know, whatever the amount is for you, I want you to place that amount in that space. What can I do to generate blank this week? And then once you ask yourself that question and you start answering, here's what I want you to understand. This question requires you to process ideas to generate the amount of money that you say that you want to have for this week. So perhaps it's already something that you have in place. Perhaps you've written a book. Perhaps you have a new product. Maybe you already have services that are in place, but you just need to figure out how to better attract people to them. So you've got to figure out how to actually generate cash this week and stay focused on it, okay? Here's question number three and five questions to spark your abundance. What can I do to be a better leader this week? This is my favorite question because when you become a leader of your company, when you make a decision that you are no longer just going to work in the business, but you're going to work on the business, and that you would prefer to be in the entrepreneur visionary role, that leadership role, rather than the laborer role all the time, things begin to change pretty quickly. Okay? So being a leader of your business means that you are clear on your job description or your position description. You are clear on what you're supposed to be doing as the boss of your business, right? You're very, very clear on that. It's when you're not clear that things don't work out so well. So if you want to know why a lot of people, again, not just women, if you want to know why a lot of people don't succeed in business, I can tell you it's because they are unclear of their role as the leader. You can't allow things to fall through the cracks. You can't allow things to go awry just because you were too busy in the labor role to really oversee the company, right? So you've got to figure out how you can be a better leader for your business. And a lot of that might require you to hire a virtual assistant. It may require you to do some subcontracting of services. It's very, very important. I had one of my clients to share with me a couple of years ago that she had difficulty in actually playing all three of those roles. She says, you know, I really don't have the budget to hire anybody right now, but I have the time to do everything myself, but I can't seem to switch out of the labor role. It seems like I'm constantly in the labor role. So what I asked her to do was to show me her activity calendar. Show me your calendar that supports your goals for each business week. Show that to me. And when I looked at that calendar, it was very clear to me that one of the reasons why she was having such a hard time moving from role to role was because all of her activities had her doing everything, and she never scheduled the time to be in the entrepreneur ambassador role. Scheduled that time. And so once we worked on her properly scheduling herself, having a consistent schedule, she began to start seeing better results, and she started having her aha moments on being the leader that she needed to be for her business. So it's very important that you understand this question and that you process it properly. So the first thing I would recommend is that you do a position description for yourself as the leader. If you had to hire somebody to come in to run your business, but they were accountable to you, what would you want them to do? What type of reports do you need to see to know that your company is on track and making money? Those are the same position descriptions that you need to be writing for yourself. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Well, this question really is all dependent upon whether or not you're out there meeting people to collaborate with, right? Or you are doing other things to attract individuals to you so that they can become a prospect. Here's number five. In the five questions to spark abundance, last but not least, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, this question is assuming that you have a marketing strategy in place with multiple methods that you're using so that you can choose easily which method you want to put in play for this week or for the month or what have you. But if you don't have a marketing strategy that has not been, that is not proven, that you are not seeing it work, you know you need to go back to the drawing board and do some work on it. But if you have a marketing strategy that is working, but you just are not following up enough with that marketing strategy, then you need to tighten up on your leadership skills, get it going, right? And then figure out what strategies from that marketing strategy you want to use to promote your business. Very important. But again, it all starts with you having a marketing strategy, and if you don't have one, then this question will become a very complex question for you. All in all, though, all of these questions, all five of them, are geared to help you, the businesswoman, take action and be responsible for the success of your business. Ladies, remember this. You have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all, again, begins with you taking swift and immediate action. We're going to go ahead and we're going to move right into our hot topic. And this topic is very, very, is very dear to my heart because it's something that I had to realize for myself in order to be more successful in my business. So what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about this. If you don't believe, it won't happen. Again, if you don't believe, it won't happen. What am I talking about? Well, I realized a while back that I did not have the type of belief that was required to achieve business success. And this is when I had my real aha moment. This was about 10 years, maybe a little bit over 10 years ago. And ever since then, I constantly put myself in check and work on my belief system. But I think I used to have a tendency to feel like I was working hard and the business was not generating the type of cash that I wanted to see. And while I was working hard, again, I was busy being busy with all of that administrative work, but not really being busy on the right things, right? And it dawned on me that I did not have the type of belief necessary to move myself to the next level. And this is something that I have been sharing for quite a while with several of my mastermind clients. I've been sharing the necessity to have the type of belief that will kick you into the next gear so that you can indeed start seeing more results. But I want to pose to you because, you see, some of you have probably been on a Ferris wheel going around and around and really not getting the results you wanted. And you're basically just taking old habits and re-spinning them instead of developing new habits. And I can tell you that believing in yourself in the way necessary to move to the next level is absolutely required of you. So what type of belief am I talking about? Well, you know, again, if you ask most women, do they believe in themselves, of course they are going to say, absolutely, I love myself. I believe in myself. But here's the proof of whether or not you have the right belief level is that you are taking swift and immediate action and seeing results. You, whatever you say that you're going to be doing, you are doing them. Whatever goals you say you want to put in place, you're working on them and you're on track. And your belief level is high because you are taking swift and immediate action. And sometimes in order for your business to be successful, you really have to sit down and have that personal brainstorm session with yourself and say, what type of belief is required of me in order for this business to be successful? Because if you don't believe, it will not happen. You will not see the results that you are looking for, and nobody else is going to believe in it as much as you need to. So you first must believe, because then other people will buy into your belief. Your clients will see the confidence in you and that you believe in yourself and your business, but they will only see it when you are taking the kind of action that is going to generate results. So let's start with ways to start better believing in yourself, okay? The first thing I think is that we have to learn to be committed to ourselves, because when we're not committed, it means that we will work on our business whenever we think it's necessary. We'll work on our business once a week. Or we'll work on our business when we're not busy with everything else. But no, you must be committed to have a consistent work schedule for your business. Don't get it twisted that just because you're your own boss, that means you sitting back and just looking at and waiting for people to respond to your social media post or respond to your e-newsletter. It does not work that way. We must be the drivers. We must be the enforcers. And we definitely must be the ambassadors for our business at all times. So being committed to that, 100% buy-in is absolutely necessary. And when you're not committed, when you do not have the belief system necessary to move yourself forward, here are the side effects of that you're going to experience. You're going to experience not making money right off the bat. You're going to find yourself at the same time every year dealing with the same thing over and over again, because you've just basically reflipped and turned around a habit that was not working for you. And you're reusing it in a different way, but it's still the same habit, so you're still getting the same results, which is zero, right? You cannot allow that to occur. So you must be committed, you must be consistent, and then number two, you must embrace new habits that are going to yield you results. And, of course, it's going to take some time, push or move in habits, but this is where if your habits are not strong enough to support something that you really want to see happen sooner than later, then I'm going to let you know this is when you've got to learn how to leverage the talent and the potential of other people, right? And what that means is that you've got to hire a VA. You've got to contract someone to do your website. You've got to be diligent and get some support to coaching so that you can be held accountable. Very, very important. So we've talked about, number one, being committed and consistent, having a consistent work schedule, right? And we've talked about now you must embrace new habits, right? Not the old habits. You don't want to take an old habit and then try to make it new. You want to embrace a totally new habit. And sometimes we do have habits that are holding us back. Sometimes we have habits that we're even unaware that we are repeating. It's a pattern, which is why we keep repeating it over and over again, because it's automated. I think I've explained it on one of my shows before, where I learned that habits are extremely necessary, but there are certain habits that work against us and certain habits that work for us, right? And once you practice a particular habit for 7 to 21 days, it becomes embedded in your subconscious mind, and guess what happens? It is going to now be on automatic play. Just like when you wake up and you don't have to read instructions on how to brush your teeth because it's a habit and you know how, a habit to run your business, but a negative one can be just as, you know, impactful, but in a negative way. And so, again, you have to embrace those new habits. So whatever habits are you feel are working against you, you need to figure out what new habit you need to embrace, and then you need to schedule that habit every single day to perform that habit so that it becomes automated, so that you write over the old habit that was causing problems. That way your subconscious mind will embrace it, accept it, and realize it. Now, you're going to experience a little bit of mental anxiety, a little bit of mental stress, because our subconscious mind is very powerful, more powerful than our conscious mind, and it will work against you, okay? So be aware of that. Here's number three that I want to share with you in talking about ways to better believe in yourself, and this one is very, very important, okay? You must develop, and I can't say this enough, you must develop a time management system that is going to work for you. I'm just finding too many people who are very lazy in mind about a good time management system. But every day that you wake up, the first thing you should be doing as a CEO is looking at your schedule. What's on the schedule today? What's going on? What's happening with my schedule? Because you want to make sure that everything that's listed is actually pertaining to those goals that are supposed to be accomplished by Friday. Very, very important. So you must develop this time management schedule, this system that's very important. And, you know, I at one time was really trying to encourage most of my clients to move over to technology side and use Google Calendar. But, you know, here's the thing. I realize now that you've got a whole generation of people that are kind of like straddling on the fence, and I think it's my generation. It's that last leg of the baby boomer generation that, you know, we were brought into technology right in the college stage, so we weren't used to it as much. But we're on the fence where we like paper and we like the computer. Now, I myself have moved myself about 80% over to technology side, but I have a lot of clients and business associates that, you know, they are at the end of that baby boomer stage, or they're the X generation right after that stage, and they are still having multiple calendars. So, ladies, look, I want to let you know, I don't know where this came from, but it's only one of you. So you should not be having multiple calendars, calendars for the kids, calendar for your husband, or calendar for your significant other, calendars for personal life. That's not going to work. It really is not. So you have to develop a time management system that is going to be effective for you, but one in which you are able to truly see all of the activities for your business and your personal life, so that you can properly schedule the time that you need to have. But it's not just about creating that on paper. It's about, again, going back to number one and being committed to your time management system. That's where I find a lot of people are having problems with, because you are your own boss. Sometimes we're giving and being too lenient with ourselves and allowing ourselves to just move something out of the way simply because somebody's persuading us to go to a personal function or an event or because we don't feel like it. But we really need to get very rigid, very strict with ourselves in order to start seeing results. And I've had people say to me, well, Trina, this is why I was being my own boss, so I can have a flexible schedule. I said, well, a flexible schedule is not the same thing as having no schedule at all and just doing what you want to do when you want to do it. Nobody gets to do that. A flexible schedule is that you have looked at what you have to get done this week, and then you get to choose the number of hours that you're going to work based on what has to get done, and that's flexibility. Okay, it's totally different from working a 9-to-5 job when they say you got to be there from 9-to-5 and that's it, or you won't get a paycheck. But sometimes we don't hold ourselves accountable to our own schedules, to what we need. So that commitment, again, to time management is necessary. And then here's number four, something that's very, very important. Number four is, I think it's essential, okay? I think it's very, very essential that you create some type of accountability system for yourself in order to start believing more in who you are and what you're doing. Oftentimes for women, if we don't see results by the end of the week, we actually get a little bit depressed about it, and we get discouraged about it, which causes procrastination, which in turn sends us into a spiraling cycle of not getting whatever it is we need to get done. So it's important, ladies. It's very important that we hold ourselves accountable. And a simple accountability system is just to create an Excel spreadsheet with the tasks that you have to do, and then a checkoff mark or a column that shows that the task has been completed and an area to make a comment. And then every day you're browsing that to make sure, okay, that you are doing what you need to do. Last but not least, in, you know, coming up with more ways to have a better belief system for yourself is take action on all things important to you, okay? You guys have heard me talk about action a lot, but it really is that important. And when you find yourself not taking the type of action necessary, here's something I'm going to just share with you. Your belief level is not where it needs to be. Because when you believe something right now, somebody told you that you just inherited $1 million, but they needed you to travel 3,000 or 5,000 miles to get that $1 million, and even if you didn't have the money to buy a plane ticket, are you telling me that you wouldn't figure that out and come up with a way and be committed to getting that money? Oh, absolutely. But do we have that same kind of zest and zeal for our business? So what I'm going to let you know today is that there are millions of dollars waiting for you. But you have to take action. You have to become the competent business leader that you know you can be. You have to become the leader of your company to claim it and go get it, right? And then once you go get it, guess what? Once you start getting it, you're going to start seeing results because that money is going to start dripping. It's going to start releasing itself, and it's going to start coming to you. So I want you to think of it in that way. Last but not least, I want to read this poem to you, and I've shared with many of you that I'm writing a book called Getting Past Me, and I want to read this poem to you because it has a lot to do with the belief system, and then we will end the show for today. So make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday as we come through the first month of August, the first Monday of August. But here's the poem that I wrote that will be in my new book, Getting Past Me, and it's called Just That. I have this obstacle in my life that I've been trying to get rid of. You see, I believe it's trying to prevent me from achieving my dreams and goals. I pray each day for strength that I'll be able to remove it, and yet I know the answer is within me to handle it. You see, everywhere I turn, it's there. When I wake up in the mornings, it's there. When I'm talking with clients or trying to accomplish a task, it's there. If only I could identify it, see it, or hear it, I could then get rid of it. One day as I was standing in my mirror, I saw the obstacle just as plain as day looking back at me, wanting me to play, wanting me to go another way. I found myself screaming out loud saying, I won't listen to your negative talk. I can and I will accomplish all that I dream. I will stand up proudly and I will walk to my destiny. All of a sudden, the obstacle smiled and spoke, saying, the answer to remove me has been here all along. You see, I'm a small part of you that contains your fear, your what-ifs, your doubts, and the negatives in you. If you want to accomplish your dreams and goals, you must first learn how to remove me. Well, I decided to meet my obstacle head-on, pushing past the fear and all the things that have held me back in the past. I pushed through the procrastination, the disappointments, the setbacks, and I pushed past what other people thought and the false beliefs I'd bought into. I started taking action on my dreams and goals and made a commitment to myself that I would never allow this obstacle to hold me back again. Finally, I had learned to get past. And so, ladies, I want to encourage you to get past yourself. Allow yourself to move forward and become free of what anyone thinks about you. Allow yourself to really create goals that you're going to accomplish for the rest of this year. Allow yourself the ability to believe in yourself so much, to have such unshakable faith that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. Don't allow anyone to hold you back, not even yourself. It is time for you to start seeing real results, real success right now. Well, ladies, that's all I have for today. I pray that you enjoyed the show today, that you will take it to heart and put the things that you have heard into action. Have a productive and an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.